I dreamt the other night I won $275,000.
One, two, three. No! Three oranges would have paid.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight.
My name is Pat, and I'll be your driver for the next 2 days. In case you don't know where we're heading, it's Reno. We'll be in Davis about 10:30, arrive in Reno at about 1:15.
I'm always seeing advertisements for these bus tours to Nevada gambling towns, and I've wondered who goes on them. Well, I found out. It's just about every kind of person, from the political science student to the sergeant in the United States Army. But on the midweek trips like this one with Mr. T's tours, the bus is filled mostly with senior citizens. They're laughing and talking and singing as they entertain hopes of hitting the jackpot in Reno, the biggest little city in the world.
We stay up pretty late.
Sometimes she's up till 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning.
We go for good times there mostly. Have good restaurants, good food.
Just to get away from the city, everyone should just have an opportunity just to come up here, you know, to see the mountains and all that.
Oh, look, there's snow down there. Look.
Oh, there's the snow. There's the snow, Claire. That's the way to view snow, through a window.
What do you enjoy about the bus trip?
If I'm tired, I can go to sleep. I get up and I'm perfectly relaxed. I don't have to worry about my hotel. I don't have to worry about anything. It's taken care of.
It's not too expensive, and I'm a senior citizen, and it's about the only thing I get to do. It doesn't cost too much money.
What do you think the thrill is of gambling?
Winning.
It gets in your blood, that you, the winning part of it. That's about it.
With luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady tonight.
And so we continue our journey through the California countryside.
I've never seen so many restaurants in all my life. Restaurants, motels, everywhere.
Up through Donner Pass and down by Donner Lake.
That's beautiful. Donner Lake. That's beautiful color too, isn't it? That's really blue.
Isn't that just beautiful?
Past Truckee, just before the Nevada border.
Went Truckee on down the avenue without a single thing to do.
Where's the drums, Bob?
That's Truckee. That's what they call a play on words.
And finally, 4.5 hours later, we arrive in Reno.
Now look at the homes along here on the left. You'll see all the homes, and there's all kinds of condominiums down here. Oh, the captain and Tennille are here. Playing at one of the nightclubs. Now you can see downtown Reno, all that. Doesn't look like much from here, does it?
This is it.
We pull up to our first casino, and in seconds the passengers have dispersed into the caverns of slot machines and roulette wheels, flashing lights, and mini-skirted waitresses. The slot machines are the most popular among the group I'm with. Armed with a paper cup full of nickels, tirelessly they pull the handle and wait for the three bells to line up.
One, two, three.
How did you choose this machine out of all of them?
Oh, I just walked up to it and it said hello. Saw me with the quarters.
It's not easy to coax the money out of the slots. Some people try magic.
Right, now then, abracadabra. The magic word, you see, abracadabra. Don't let anybody
I didn't know they
that.
Said that in England.
Yeah, they do. Oh, yes.
It obviously doesn't work.
It does. You have to say it 2 or 3 times, you see.
Others sing to their machines.
Bring me $100.
Come here, tit willow.
And still others curse and cajole their machines.
Come on now, you can do better than that. Ah, oh, you're just messing around now. Look at that dirty turkey. Downright un-American, I'd say.
One, two, three. Now come on, let's have a winner, huh? No! Oh, the bars are in the wrong place.
Until finally, success.
Oh, right here. Can you see that?
You got 54. Three bells.
Oh, I couldn't have got. Do you think I could? Oh, my God.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight.
It's been 24 hours since we got here. For some, 24 hours of solid gambling. And we're about to head for home.
Now, I don't think you did very well today, did you? Last time I saw you, you were perspiring heavily and looking very depressed.
The $50 is gone.
Well, we have a good time. Fool around with nickels, made a jackpot, that's all. We had everything what we want, and we surely have a good time here.
Even the people on this trip who live on fixed incomes say that the $34 for the casino package is affordable. But it's more than the price that lures them to Reno. A lot of them are retired and live far from their families, so they're ready for the companionship and excitement they find in the casinos. They enjoy the risky world of gambling, the ringing bells, clanking coins, and the shouts of lucky players. But by the time it's all over, they're exhausted, and they'll spend the bus ride home dreaming about the jackpot they might have won, and the one they'll hit next time.
Are you going to sleep all the way home?
No doubt. No doubt. What else is there to do?
Don't wake me up. Let me dream.
To dream the impossible dream.
You could win $250,000 today under that rainbow.
Let me dream.
For National Public Radio, I'm Jenna Allison.